Let's move on to item 1068.
Appeal of Woodstock Neighborhood Association against the hearing officer's decision to approve a zone change in conformance with the comprehensive plan and a three-lot land division at 3936 Southeast Reedway, LU 13237078, ZC LDP.
Okay, Commissioner Fritz, this is for findings deliberation, I believe.
Right. I'd like the city attorney to clarify what was denied and what was approved.
The final findings and conclusion in front of you today, they uphold the appeal in part. They uphold the appeal of the partition, but approve the zoning change in conformance with the comprehensive plan. So it's clarified that it does both of those things. The testimony at the last hearing addressed the partition issues and the partition criteria, but there was no basis for denial of the zoning map amendment in conformance with the comprehensive plan. So after discussion of our office and staff with Commissioner Fritz, it was clarified that was the intent of the motion, and that's how the findings have been drafted to conform to that.
So the findings before us reflect that?
Yeah.
Yes, there is a detail. You'd be very surprised that I have a detail to go over here. And that is that at the hearing, I was asked whether my motion was to deny both the zone change and the partition, and I said yes, because there is a need, and it's reflected in the findings, to indicate that the council's intent is that in this location, a 36-foot wide minimum lot width is going to be the standard. So that with the zone change to 2.5, it doesn't mean that we were saying that they can make the lot width narrower through a partition. So that is reflected in the findings. So because the core issue is compatibility with the surrounding area and in this lot and maybe in other areas of the city, we do need to be more careful, be more stringent in the 36-foot wide minimum lot width.
Yeah, that's a detail that matters. Thank you. Other council questions or concerns? Again, we're not taking testimony. We're just going to take a vote to adopt these revised findings once everyone's concerns are addressed. Looks like that may be the case, so let's take a roll call on the adoption of the findings.
Do we need a motion and then a second?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
This is just the only vote on this, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to make a few comments. As I stated at the hearing, we do need to work on our solar regulations, and that would be through the comprehensive plan process, and also on development standards for new construction, which again would be through the comprehensive plan process. So for folks who are concerned about demolitions and new development in neighborhoods, happily Mayor Harrells is leading that comprehensive plan process. The Planning and Sustainability Commission is holding hearings right now. So now is the time to engage. Now is the time to change the rules. But by state land use law, we can't change the rules in the middle of an application. And that's why we are approving the zone change with the stipulation that it has to be exactly meeting the standards. There are some aspects of the zone change approval which are somewhat concerning to me. The staff and the hearings officer indicated it has services or that they could be easily provided. And there wasn't much discussion on the zone change at the hearing. I do believe the findings adequately describe how the zone change is approvable and that council must therefore acknowledge that the underlying comprehensive plan designation of 2.5 is approvable. Again, the whole zoning code and the comprehensive plan map is up for discussion. So if neighbors are concerned about this kind of thing happening here, it can happen in other places, and now's the time to engage on that. We don't need a lot of infill in our residential neighborhoods in order to meet our obligations for adding new homes under the metro designations. We have plenty of zoned capacity on corridors and in multifamily housing, which would be a good way to do infill. So the zone change can occur as designated in order to maintain some sense of compatibility with the surrounding area. The lots need to be developed at their base zone requirement, which is 36-foot wide minimum lot width. And the council does find that this will provide certainty to property owners, developers, and neighbors of what is intending in the zoning code. And in the context of this and maybe other similar neighborhoods, this same outcome may apply. So with those provisions, and thanks again to the testimony at the hearing, which was very objective and brought forth some very, very important issues, I vote aye.
Fish.
My recollection is that when we had the original hearing on this, we had a bare quorum of the council. I think Dan was the president. And the issues are important. Testimony was very compelling. There were some issues raised at that first hearing that I asked for some follow-up on. And I think having the opportunity to have both Commissioner Fritz and the mayor participate in our deliberations added a lot to this. So I want to thank both of them. And I think as a general matter, we do better work when the commissioner in charge and with the two council members that have the most direct responsibility for this system of land use have a chance to weigh in and provide a perspective. And that perspective in this case brought the entire council together around an outcome. So as I just want to thank my colleagues for that and vote aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Thank you very much. Aye. So those are approved.